Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Dalid Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we'll have the schuss today to do a small simen Tov Kuf Ches and to start even Tov Kuf Tes. So we begin with the Mechaber Tov Kuf Ches Sif Aleph. This deals with Dvar Masurim B'Yontif Lachonis Tzli. This deals with roasting on Yontif. And the Mechaber tells us, Emil Labdin Esu Avonim, you're not allowed to go and whiten the Avonim. Now, the Girsa that we have is the Avonim. If you go look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kodin Aleph, he says the real Girsa should be over here from all the Achronim. V'Achronim Kosu, the Nuscho HaMitis, the correct Nusach over here should be. He says, look in the Morgan Avram, Shekosav, in Sharetzion Os Aleph, he says, Shekosav, the Kain, who Bekola Posim, all the Posim have this right Girsa. Rabbeinu Hanano, that we have nowadays, he says, Shiyotza Atul Or, Gam Kenegirsa Ro'ofim, it should be over here instead of Avonim Ro'ofim, which is a certain type of a tile that's used on the roofs. And then the Meiri has this as well, and the Pirush Mishnayis, the Rambam. So everybody agrees that this is a printer's error that we have over here in the Mechaber. Not that you're not allowed to go and whiten. Now, Malabdin here means with heat. Eswavonim, Litzlos, you're not allowed to go and take these tiles, these Re'ofim, it should be. I never finished reading that Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Nalev, the Nuschamitis, who Re'ofim, for who Levainim, these are bricks, Shemechasim Behem Bagag, that are used, the tiles over here, these bricks, that are used for the roof. Avol Avonim, Mutalabim, but you'd be allowed to go and whiten, heat up these Avonim, the low, Shayach Behem Chisim, because there's no strengthening of stones. So this is talking about some sort of a brick or a tile. That's how we normally translate Re'ofim. So back to the Mechaber, you're not allowed to go and be Malabim, these Re'ofim, often these tiles that you want to use them though for litzlos, for roasting purposes. You want to put something on them, olefos aleim, or you want to bake on them. And the reason why you're not allowed to do this with these tiles, mipnei shemechasmon. We had this yesterday in the Bir HaGol, in the Mishnah Berurah, that it said mechasmon means to be mechazik. And we see that over here in the Mishnah Berurah again, sivkot and beis pirus, shebelibunzeh, by this heating up these tiles, they become stronger, and therefore it's a problem of the heavy lake. This is like you're fixing your utensil. Now, the Dirshu footnote number one brings down Omnom Lahasik Taner Chodesh. We already learned previously that a brand new oven, however, you are allowed to heat it up on the first time. That is permissible. And the Mishnah Berurah explained why. We learned this in Siman Tovkov Zayin in yesterday's Shir. Shein Atanur Mischasim Ayidekach. It doesn't really get that much better. Our Tanurim today don't really get heated up and strengthened by a little bit of fire. And he adds, but nowadays, the Magen Avraham says that they do, and therefore, according to Magen Avraham, it would be Osir, and as I pointed out, there are those that disagree with him. We spoke yesterday as well, to cool it off, because it's too hot, so Shulchan Aruch said that's allowed, even though that's going to strengthen it, because it only strengthens it a little bit. Okay, that's just a quick reminder, the issue footnote one from yesterday's shir. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues over here, and he says, since the Mechaber didn't make any distinction over here, bein yishanim l'chadoshim, whether it was a new tile or an old tile, shmamino, you see from here that the Mechaber's opinion is, this virulei, he holds, dafilu b'yishanim osur, even an old tile that's previously been heated up, will benefit from additional heat, at the time that you're heating it up, mischaskin yosir, it will become stronger, and therefore it's not allowed. However, he brings down v'yeshman aposkim shesfirlu. There are those that disagree and say the dafku b'chadoshim. This only applies to new tiles. Shetzrichim l'chizuk. They will be benefiting, and they do need this heat to strengthen them. However, and therefore, it's awesome. Avalo b'yishonim. But the old tiles, which have already been heated up and strengthened, it doesn't apply. Fine. Then we read in the Mechaber. He continues and he says v'ein shovrin esacheris. You're not allowed to break an earthenware utensil. And likewise, you're not allowed to cut a piece of paper. And both of these are the purposes of putting underneath the fish, so that the fish won't be burnt by putting it directly on the grates of your barbecue, of your oven. And therefore, normally on a weekday, you would take some sort of a shard of pottery or a piece of paper and put it underneath this so it doesn't burn the fish. But here, you're allowed to go on Yontif, you're not allowed to go and do that. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot Gimel, Kishitzolin Dogim, as I explained, Ala Askelo, when you have fish on this grate, so normally it would burn the fish. So instead, you normally would go, Shovrim Cheris, you take a broken piece of pottery, you take an earthenware shard, Chotchin Yor, you cut a piece of paper, Vishonus Obamai, you put it into water, and this way, Vishonus Obamai, you could put these things on top of the grate, Shalo Yisar for Dog, so the dog won't burn. That's on a weekday. Ubiyantif, you're not allowed to do this. If you prepared it, of course, beforehand, it's allowed. There's nothing wrong intrinsically here. The problem here is breaking the earthenware utensil or cutting up the piece of paper, that's not allowed, mishum tikkun manu, because you're now creating a utensil that you can use so that the fish doesn't get burnt. So either the pottery or the paper is being created, that's called tikkun manu, and it's not allowed. The issue foot number two has a big arichus on this, so let's go spend a little time doing this. So he tells us as follows. This cutting of the paper, he brings up the bir alocha in Simin Shin Mem and Hilchos Shabbos. Shaladas Rambam ain't well in the rabbanon. It's only the rabbanon. Shenirek misakin kli. It's not really misakin kli. It looks like misakin kli, but it's not nisa deraisa. Why? Shein aniyor nasa kli gomra idei chitucha. By cutting this paper in half, you're not really making it into a utensil. And he adds, according to Rashi, however, it is a nisa deraisa. Now, continues, even if this stick is only going to be used once, this piece of paper is only going to be used one time. Nevertheless, it's awesome. However, he says, if you have a chair on a bench that fell off, so there, we pointed out in Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Shinches, you're allowed to put it back in, but you can't put it in very, very tightly, but you're allowed to put it back in, even though it's now going to be used multiple times, and it's going to fix it. Why is that allowed and the Nior is not? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal explained the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa Shekiven Shaharegel Kfar Hoysa Mechuberis L'Safso. The leg was previously attached to this bench, to this table, whatever it is, and now it came off. So therefore, when you put it back, that's not really called Tikkun Mona, as opposed to the piece of paper. It never was able to serve as this protection for the fish so it shouldn't get burned, and here it is. So therefore, you're creating a Mona. He adds, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Shemitamze also lechonein shon ma'orer b'Shabbos v'yontiv. And now let us set an alarm clock on Shabbos v'yontiv, that it should go off at a different time. If you set it beforehand, it's not a problem. But you can't set it again. Even though you're only going to use it one time. You want to take a shluf in the afternoon. You had it wake you up for Shacharis, and now you want it to wake you up for Mincha. You need a different time. You're not allowed to set it, he says. Obviously, we're not talking here about electrical or any other ways. There'll be other resources. We're talking about a regular alarm clock that just works by spring or some sort. There's no isser involved. He says you're not allowed to set it because it's also going to be tikkun mana. Okay. Then he says, L'chora also l'kuras in here, gam mishum isser korei. He says, how come there's no isser over here of tearing this piece of paper? Why is it only an isser over here of misakin mana? So he brings out from the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, Sha'idei Akriya Eino Masakin Es Shnei Chalkei Aniyar Shekara. You're only fixing one of them by doing this. The other one is worthless. So therefore, it's not considered Masakin Mon unless you do both sides. Furthermore, Kishekara Es Aniyar Makbid Achituchol V'yamida. If you cut it exactly, you want to have an exact size, then there's another issue involved called Mechatech that you're measuring out. That's a separate issue. Finally, why isn't this allowed? After all, it's ochel nefesh. So he brings down Rosh Shlomo Zalman as well. The piece of paper isn't a part of the tanner. So the tanner, you'd be allowed to do something with. That's ochel nefesh. But the piece of paper is not an intrinsic part of the tanner, and that's why it's not considered ochel nefesh over here. If anything, it would be mikshari ochel nefesh, and you could have done it before yontif, so therefore you're not allowed to do it now. Next, the mechaber continues and he says, the ein potzin es hakone lasos kamo shpud litzlos bo. You're not allowed to take a piece of wood or reed and go and cut it in some way to make it into a spit. That's also being misakin money. You're not allowed to do this. The Mishnah explains siv cut and dalid. Vuadin, the ein potzin also lechatzoy. Now they break it in half. Lesito tachas the dog alaskla. So you now have it underneath the fish, so it'll protect the fish. That's also not allowed. The komid, the ovili, shtamish bo, heavy tikkun kli. If you're doing anything to something to make it usable, that's called tikkun kli. And you're not allowed to do it on yontif. Should have done it before yontif. Sif base. The Mechaber writes, potzin it goes in the matlis. You're allowed to go put a bunch of nuts inside some sort of a shmata. Matlis is a container, a rag, or a garment of some sort, and smash them. The locheshin and shema tikaria. And we're not concerned that maybe in your smashing these walnuts, so this way they won't go flying all over the place. They're held inside this matlis, inside the shmata. We're not concerned that you may come to tear the shmata. Mishbur explains in sif cotton hay, umakala matlis. Once it's inside this matlis, you cover it up, and you smash on it with a hammer or whatever. Can lishbar harbi it goes with vasachas. He brings that from the round. You're going to smash them all, so it's much easier for you. They won't go splatter all over the place, and you do a whole bunch of them at one time. So it's very easy to do this. You're allowed to do this, and we're not concerned. Sif cotton vav. Mishbur says, lo chayshin shemati korea. We're not concerned that you'll tear this shmata. Dafil tikari, because even if it tears, lo ichpatlan, you don't really care. Because the whole issa deraisa of tearing is only for the intention of repairing it. You're tearing, we said, certain nets that they used to make. to catch the chalazon, so they have to lengthen them and shorten them, so they would untie and tie them. So it's untying for the purpose of tying. So to over here, when you're cutting something, you're doing it for the purpose of fixing it. So they used to have garments that would have a little bubble in them, so they have to tear it and then sew it back together, and that would get rid of the bubble. So that's korei amanas litvar. That's the issur d'oraisa. Over here, there's no problem with that. But then we bring down a second reason. He says it's also not something you're interested in, and that's why it's mutter. Why do we bring the second reason? So the Mefarshim bring down, you can see this in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Ches, the Chofetz Chaim says, Umasha Rashi, lo kosov tamzer, Rashi didn't bring this reason. Mishum dezel, lo hevi, rach the Rabbi Shimon. He says, this only applies to Rabbi Shimon. He says, the Rabbi Shimon is kavin is potter. And Rashi wanted to bring down the reason that's Aliba the Kuliyama, even going according to Yehuda, that's why he gave the first reason that it's not Korea Amanas Litvar. But the second reason would apply to Rabbi Shimon. Finally, the issue foot number three brings down that the same halacha about putting the walnuts, the nuts, inside a matlis and smashing them, mutar lepatzeya egozim b'matlis. You can do this even on Shabbos. That's allowed. With this, we conclude simin tof kuf ches, and we start tof kuf tes. This deals with kama dinim, perotim lehuchos yantif, some isolated various dinim in regards to yantif. So we start off with a spit. A spit is a shpud. So Mechaber tells us if aleph. Shpud, a spit, shenirtzav, that got crushed, it's broken, it's bent. Even though you could go and bend it back into its proper shape, ein misachnim. Oh, so you're not allowed to go and fix it on yontif. What's going on over here? So Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Nalef, but before that he has a hakdama. So he says, Hinei kodem shenaskel levar zehasim and akti b'akdom ktsara. Before we start to go into this in detail, let's give a little introduction. And he says, it's as follows. V'hu, v'machshiri ochel nefesh, in regards to preparatory acts for ochel nefesh, not the ochel nefesh itself, but the preparatory acts. So then there's the famous machlokas. Please, Mugmar, review the Rabbanu. Review the arguments of the Rabbanu. The Rabbanu Savrei, the Chum hold me the pasuk says ashach asher yechel l'chol nefesh hu levad yaseh lechem hu v'lo machshirim. The Chum say that only the ochel nefesh and not the machshiri ochel nefesh are allowed to be done on yontif. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda savar kai rak al machshirim she'ev shel asos mivod. Yo, that pasuk is only saying that machshirim that you could have done before yontif, that you have to do before yontif. Avol im yevsho, but if you weren't able to do it for whatever the reason, it wasn't available at that time, you forgot about it, whatever it was, shari, then you're allowed to do the manyantif, kimo ochel nefesh atzmo. Just like real ochel nefesh you can do, so too over here. How do we paskin? Upaskin, rova poskin, Rav Yehuda. We actually paskin like the Das Yochid, Rav Yehuda. That's the way most of the poskin paskin. The issue foot number one brings down, atam she'ena heter, midin machshir ochel nefesh, litlosh primia eitz biyantif. Why can't you then pull off a fruit from a tree? So, kishlo yochel lassos came in bojom. If you weren't able to do it beforehand, so why can't you do it on yantif? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down in the Shulchan Shlomo, Shaheter Shal Machshir Ochel Nefesh, this Heter, the Reuda says, is Nema Rakim HaMichel Omid Lefonov El Shetzorach Lassus Melocha Kedi Lachshiro. That's if it's there and you have to do something to it. As opposed to the pre, when it's attached to the tree, it's not considered like it's in front of you. And therefore it's not included in the dinim of Machshir Ochel Nefesh. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Yafal pikin, even though we paskin like Rav Yehuda, lasos kli letzorach ochel nefesh, gam Rav Yehuda modid aser." To go and actually make a kli, even Rav Yehuda says it's aser, and the machlokas is lo pligi. They're only arguing, "Kim betikuni a kli that's already made, can you fix it?" Shul letzorach ochel nefesh. That's the machlokas. Rav Yehuda shari, he says you're allowed to. If imiyevsho lasos imiyodyom, if you weren't able to do it beforehand, so then you'll have to do it on yontif. For example, why could you do it before yontif? It only broke on yontif. Oh, you only found out about it 2 minutes before yontif. You didn't have time to do it before yontif. And certainly, if you didn't even know it was broken before yontif. However, I mean, the word telling us over in Isaac Dhamma that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if you did have time to fix it before yontif, but you forgot, you knew about it, but you forgot, in that situation, everybody would say that's an Issa Daraisa. Because I was there, koyamit, that's what the pasuk means. Ochel nefesh, ach asher yochel l'chol nefesh, hu levado yaseh lechem, hu v'lo machshirov. That applies over here in Issa Daraisa, even according to Yehuda. V'da'od, furthermore, the Mishmur says, da'afilu osan ha'poskim nesiru luk Rav Yehuda, even those poskim, the majority of the poskim he said before, that hold like Rav Yehuda, hainu latsus kin la'atzmo, mishum dimikra alochu mutter. That's only to do it for yourself. But you shouldn't announce this to others. You shouldn't paskin this to others. Because if you allow them to do this, they may then make the kli or do other things, as we're going to learn in a few minutes. Now, the issue foot number two brings down, you're not allowed to fix a kli on yontif. So the Kilas Yaakov brings down, he says, you are allowed to do certain types of tikkunim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because they're not done for a long period of time. And, for example, he says, shchikas pilpulin, the chopping of the pilpulin, which would be an issur of tochen, which wouldn't be allowed, so you're allowed to do this because you don't do this for a long time, because it would lose its taste. The issue foot number three brings down, tamadovi shaladasa shulchan aruch, in simen tov kuf yadala, we're going to learn, says, also lechabos, eish kadesh lo tirgom, Tigrom, l'sreifas atafshil, you'll have to lower the fire so it shouldn't burn your stuff. Av b'shiyev shalasos zos mi'ol yom, you're not allowed to do that beforehand. So the Mishnah Berurah says, shaladeyazu lo hutalasos malach l'tzorach b'ashir ocho nefesh, ele b'dvarim shem krovim l'tikun amachol. The reason why that opinion says you can't lower the gas in that situation is because that's not improving the food, that's stopping the food, moneya es hezek amachol, and that opinion says you're not allowed to do this. Now, he points out, the Ramah says you're allowed to, which is how we paskin, that you're allowed to lower the flame while the food is cooking on it, because that is considered ochel nefesh mamish. Finally, the issue foot number four brings down, lomar l'shol halacha. Somebody asks you, what's the halacha? You're not allowed to tell him this halacha over here. So Shulchan Aruch Harav brings down, you shouldn't tell him, ain't no markein. What should you do? If he's coming to ask you a question, you should tell him, why don't you do this, why don't you do that, instead of telling him that it's permissible. You shouldn't be more for other people. For yourself, you'd be allowed to, but you're not allowed to be more for other people. And he says, Lahoros is Osir. The Taz brings down that ain't morin. Shahare meikor din mutter. You're not allowed to go and tell him that meikor din is mutter, but we don't allow you to do this. Now, he brings down for the Taz. He can't tell him that it's Osir also. That you're not allowed to say. Meikor din is mutter. So what should you do? If somebody asks you this question, so he brings down from Nissan Karlitz at Zatzal. Shomolo, Eitzos Masios. He should give him suggestions, practical suggestions, how he should do this in a way that won't involve telling him that it's Osir or telling him that it's mutter over here, because that you're not allowed to do either one. Okay. Now we continue. The Mishnah Berurah says, Sif Aleph, Sif Katan Aleph. Hainu shenekam b'yontif. We're talking about the spit. It broke on yontif. It got crushed or bent on yontif. V'amachab esosim dvarav. He didn't say, v'lo chilek b'nekam ma'at o harbe. He didn't say it was bent a little bit or bent a lot. Achin yochol litzlos klabli tikkun. He didn't say that it's so unusable that it can't be used unless you stretch it out, because he's holding, according to Shita, Shebeir B'Yosef, where the Mechaber, who is the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef, the Bechol Gavni Yosef, he holds that you're never allowed to do this, because he holds that this is Tikkun Mana. And the opinion of the Ramah, but that's Ramah, who Shita Acheres, which we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem, Kamo Shebi'ana, B'Bir Aloch, Ayin Shem, we'll learn that in Mitzvah Shem. Sivkot and Beis, Afa Pi Shu Yochel, even though he could do this with his hands, he doesn't need to do it with a fancy utensil, wrote Shalomar, the Ein Tzorech Lahakos, Olav Patish, even though he's not using it with a fancy utensil, nevertheless, you are not allowed to do this according to the Mechaber. If you look in the Bir Halacha over here, Dibra Maskel also, he brings down that the Rambam holds the Sirle, like the sheet of the Rabbanon, not like Reuda, that says that you can't fix the Machshir Ocho Nefesh on Yontif, and therefore, according to this opinion of the Rambam, Afilu Nichbav Harbe, this spit is bent so much so, and it was bent on Yontif, or it was broken, and you hold Litzel's Klabli Tikkun, and you wouldn't be able to use it without any Tikkun, Afilu Hochi Osir Lisakno, you wouldn't be allowed to go and fix it. However, as we're learning Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, Abu Das HaGod, the Rambam is going to tell us that he holds like the Rosh and the Rashba and the Tur, if so, Kerev Yehuda, and therefore they would say that you are allowed to do this. But Mitzvah Shem, we'll save this for tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shir.